Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's Tea Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's Tea Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's Tea Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Final hour, fist pump time on the Fan Cam, Twitch, and YouTube. It's the Hump Day edition.
Hey. Hump Day!
Of Sean, RJ, and Roberto on your official home of the Rangers. Brett Boone, Rangers hitting coach at 920, and the Cowboys as we welcome in insider Nick Eatman, DallasCowboys.com, brought to you by the Windstar World Casino and Resort. Proud to be the casino of the Dallas Cowboys. Please game responsibly. Good morning, Nicholas. How are you?
I'm great. Good morning, guys.
What surprised you with roster cuts yesterday, if anything?
The one that surprised me was Jalen Brooks getting cut for Flannoy. If it was, you know, a one-for-one, which usually is like that. That was the one. I mean, I'm looking at the list right now. No major surprises. I would have been shocked if Mozzie was cut. Now, I don't know if, you know, I don't think Mozzie needs to go buy a couple houses, but I mean, I don't think anyone does really from that standpoint, but I think the receiver one was probably the most surprising.
Nick, with all the shows and the feedback and interaction you do over there, DallasCowboys.com, how much do people care about this final 53, the end of the roster discussions that every beat writer has to put out their mock and projection for?
I think that's it. I think that's the reason. Everyone loves to be right. I stopped doing the 53 a few years ago because it's not clean. It's well, this guy is going to be on it for Monday, and then he's going to be gone, and he's going to come back, and then there's going to be somebody from the Browns that come out or whatever. It's just, you know.
Do you find fans like debating Awesome Richards versus Perrion Winfrey?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Not just fans. We have people on our shows that do that. I mean, that's part of it. I think that's what makes, you know, I mean, you're talking to somebody. We have 7 podcasts in a row from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. I mean, so what all are we talking about here? You know, I do a podcast with fans. And so, yeah, they do talk about the difference between Fairweather and Brevin Spanford and Tyler Neville and John Stevens. Of course. Oh, yeah.
Nick, when you look at how they ended up shaping this roster, is there a spot or a position on the team that you go, that looks like they're probably still going to keep their eyes out for something? That, like, maybe they're looking on the waiver wire today for a corner, or, man, maybe they're looking for a defensive tackle. Is there a position that you see on the roster and go, if you're the last guy in that group, I wouldn't feel totally secure yet?
Yeah. What did you say? Corner and defensive tackle?
Yep.
Yeah, I would say corner and defensive tackle. Yeah, I agree with you there, Roberto. That's it. I mean, those two for sure. I mean, Andrew Booth, yeah, he scored a touchdown and he made a nice play. But, I mean, he's not somebody that you'd feel great about going up against Devontae, you know, Smith and A.J. Brown and what they have in Philadelphia or anybody. And then again, I don't know if I feel good about Deron Bland or Trayvon Diggs going up against them, just because that's how good of receivers that they have. But Yeah, you're right. The bottom there. Now, I have a hard time thinking after what Schottenheimer said and did yesterday. I mean, I have a hard time thinking Perry and Winfrey is like would be don't get too comfortable. I mean, that would be kind of tough if you listen to the press conference and all the things that Schottenheimer said about Winfrey. I'd have a hard time thinking that he's going to be cut like today. So he seems pretty safe.
Schottenheimer also said he spoke with Micah for about an hour over body language and a lot of different things. How are you feeling now? It's just day by day because the practice days are dwindling. You feel more confident? This might be a dumb question. You can say it. You feel more confident about him playing against the Eagles or practicing first?
I think he'd have to. I mean, I think they have to go hand in hand.
So you think he has to? You think he has to practice?
Yeah. I think he has to practice.
Okay.
And I think that he would say he has to practice. I mean, the last thing that Micah Parsons needs to do after all of this and how $40 million a year and 42 and whatever the number is, the last thing he can do is go out there and suck. I mean, like, and I'm not saying he would or because he never really has. But I'm just saying, you know, he hasn't played his best games against the Eagles. The Eagles have figured some things out with you know, they don't go at him the same. So he can't go out here to do all this and not play well. I think he has to practice some, and I think he knows that. But, you know, that they've got a few more practice days between now and then to do that. You know, the interesting thing here, if I could say this about Mike, his agent said a long time ago that we want to be last. Okay, of all the defensive ends, pass rushers, we're going to be last. Well, the cycle is now all gone. I mean, they've all signed or done something. You know, Hendrickson did something just the other day, and so he's kind of off the table for right now. So here they are. They are last. They're last to the table, and that's something that David Malagueta has said, and I think that here we are. So that's why I still hold out some hope that maybe a deal could be done, or at least something to get him on the field.
Nick Eatman, D&M Leasing Hotline from DallasCowboys.com. How much do you think in your mind, like, is it starting to weigh in your mind that they could sit out game one like Jalen Ramsey did under Mulugeto and just sit out like Emmett?
As close as it gets, you throw it all out on the table. But what I can't get past is, like, why was he here all this time? Why was he doing a hold in?
Right.
Wasn't that just so he wouldn't get fined? So, and a $1.245 million paycheck just seems.
But he wouldn't get fined. He wouldn't get fined dressing with a bad back, right? Or just being on the sideline with a bad back.
You're right. And that's why it was very important to do the MRI the other day and all that. And you're not getting treatment, though. So this would be – it would get messy. It would get real messy if you tried to play that game with the bad back.
Yeah.
Because you haven't – I mean, you know, I don't know all this, but I'm just saying, you know, the Cowboys could look into a lot of things here. And, okay, well, you know, you two are playing some ping pong in the locker room and, you know, and you went – this summer you went and did a lot of things. So how'd you hurt your back?
Yeah.
You know, because you haven't practiced and all that. So
yeah, I saw him hop the fence. I saw him hop the fence in Oxnard. Yeah.
Like, does the team, is the CBA have anything like where, like, if the MRI is clean and the team doctors clear you, but you say you're not ready, like, does that they have any kind of recourse for docking him pay to try to force him out there?
I think so. I mean, I think the Cowboys, that's the reason why they did the MRI. They wanted to make sure, let's get ahead of this. And so in case this didn't happen, as far as the CBA and all that goes, I don't know actually how it all works. I'm sure all that's factored in, but I bet you, like anything else, it wouldn't be quick. It's not going to be a quick deal to, like, but let's resolve this thing. And the more layers that it goes like that, the worse this gets for this long-term situation.
He's not been getting treatment with them?
I don't think so. I don't think he's been getting, like, I don't think this is a steady everyday thing as far as him getting treatment on the back. I think the back, from what I've always been told, the back is air quotes.
Right.
That's what we all kind of think. So, you know, the back tightness. I don't even know, you know, he hasn't made a comment really since then if that was the reason for laying down or whatever. But, you know, ultimately that wasn't a good look. This thing is getting worse and worse as we go. But maybe I'm just, you know, glass half full. I still feel like he's gonna be there. I just feel like he's gonna play in the game and he's gonna practice here soon. And, you know, I think Friday's a big day for him to get on the practice field. And I think they're off a couple days here. If they, you know, they'll start ramping this thing up. You know, it's game week, you know, starting tomorrow, really, is, you know, you're a week from the game.
So, Nick, that leads us then to this Packer rumor again. We brought it up to you a couple weeks ago. Yesterday, it started getting louder and louder that they've agreed to parameters, $45 million, Green Bay would pay him, Micah and has to sign off. That's all it's waiting for. Packers beat reporters are starting to get excited, the fan base. What do you think of that now?
Yeah, I mean, it is getting a little bit more it seems like it's surfacing a little bit more. Now, I don't know if it's more just an internet thing or not, but I mean, the $45 million, I mean, that's all nice and good for them when he's their problem, but that has nothing to do with the Cowboys. The Cowboys is like, all right, are you giving us enough to get rid of him? You know, if we're going to trade him, then I think that's got to be hammered out. And I just can't imagine. I can't imagine Jerry doing that and the Cowboys making this move. Not right now. I don't think you trade him, but before the draft.
Okay.
Before the season. I mean, what are you getting? What are you getting? You're trading him to a team that's been good. That team has been better than you. And now you're going to trade him to get a pick in the 26, 27, 28 range or whatever, mid 20s.
Yeah. So you're saying, I mean, more so because of the timing. Well, you're adding in the team too.
I don't think it makes sense at all. And for a lot of reasons, number one, what does it show to your locker room that this is what we're doing and we're not getting really anything if it's just draft picks?
Right.
So I don't know what would be in return, but let's just say it's draft picks. What does that doesn't help you for this year. So you're basically telling the team in the locker room that we got our eyes on the future.
Mm-hmm.
Then what are you getting in return?
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T-Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T-Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T-Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
For ones, three number one. Okay. Hey, nothing against, this team has drafted well for the last decade or so, but if you're looking at mid-20s, I mean, would you take Micah Parsons for Tyler Smith, Mozzie Smith, and Tyler Guyton? I mean, one of them's an all-pro, but for those three guys, that's what you have picked in the last three times in mid-20s. Now, not to say that they don't strike gold every now and again, and they do, but that's the type of player that you're probably going to get. So, and you got to play in week four. I don't see any benefit for that at all. So, I mean, AFC, if you're doing it, it's AFC all day.
So, Nick, would you then, if you're going to rank the potential outcomes and scenarios, to you trading him before the season or even this season, that would be lower down the likelihood list than something like either getting an extension done or potentially getting to next offseason and saying, you know what, this has not worked out yet, we need to just make a move?
I still think he'll play this season. I think that's the highest scenario for me. The highest ranking scenario is that he plays this season. And then how he plays, how the team plays, how he conducts himself throughout the year, that all that will factor in with that. Because like I said before, you know, the $42 million Band-Aid or whatever cures all. But if it's not that, if he's still playing, but it's not necessarily with that kind of Band-Aid, then what? And does this thing get worse and worse? But I don't know. I I'm done predicting because I thought it would be done 2 weeks ago, but I'm still not ready to say that this isn't happening or something can't get resolved for him to go play, because he's a football player. He loves to play. He loves going back to Philadelphia and playing, and I just have a hard time thinking he's not going to be out there.
Thank you, brother. We'll talk on Friday. Good stuff.
All right. See you guys.
Nick Eatman, DallasCowboys.com, brought to you by the Windstar World Casino and Resort. Proud to be the casino of the Dallas Cowboys. Please game responsibly. He should be in a good mood after the 7-3 win last night. Rangers hitting coach Brett Boone with the news that Nate Eovaldi is gone for the year. Booney joins us on the Fan Cam, Twitch, and YouTube next.
Comes home with the 1-0. And that one lifted high and deep out into right field. Adele going back. This one sails out of here. About five rows deep near the right field foul pole. 20th home run of the season for Corey Seager. He's the first Ranger to get to 20, and he's given Texas a 7-0 lead.
Hixey with the call. Finally get that bounce back from Corbin and the 7-3 win to even up the Angels series on your official home for Rangers baseball. 105 through the Fan. Sean, RJ, and Bobby joined by the great Brett Boone, Rangers hitting coach, brought to you by Granger here on DFW Sports Station every hump day, at this
hump
time.
Day.
Good morning, Brett. How are you, sir?
Oh, Brett.
Brett.
Oh, no, Brett.
Hello. I know Aiden's been sending out like three or four different links.
Man.
Gets a little confusing.
Yeah, it does.
It's a little
very confusing.
He's getting a little Michael Parsons excited back there with his Packer hat on. He's not able to focus in on the
Can't stand up.
He's all about it, man. He's all about the Michael Parsons trade right now.
Is that what he said?
Yeah, I went in there earlier in break. He's like, could we really get him? He's like, I'll give up four first-round picks. I don't care. He wants him.
I'll take him.
He wants him.
I'll take the four firsts.
I know. The thing that's scaring me the most is not possibly losing Mike. This is the Twitter rumor that's out there. It's not getting enough back. I can't go through this again. I can't go through this again of getting picks that are basically early second rounders and then not at least two firsts. That's what I'm trying to reconcile.
Yeah, because like who's like the classic example of like the most hurt guy in the league? I'm trying to think of like what Nico would trade for him. He'd get like a first, and then he'd get whoever like. I don't know. He'd get a who's the Robert Edwards, the guy who shredded his knee a couple years
Robert
ago,
Edwards
20 years ago
from 1997, whatever,
at the Pro Bowl games.
Oh God!
We'll cross talk with the KNC masterpiece coming up at 9:40, and of course the devastating news: Nathan Eovaldi gone for the rest of the season. CY said it's not a surgery, and he could be there for a deep, deep postseason run. Right, I think we have Brett Boone now, Rangers hitting coach on the D&M Leasing Hotline. Good morning, Brett. Let's try this again.
Good morning. How you doing?
Doing well. Hey, before we get to anything current, I saw you you Boone approved the Beltre statue. So just talk about Adrian Beltre. You hashtagged a great teammate. What did you think of the statue? More importantly, the person and player.
It was awesome. You know, I love Adrian. We played together in 2005 and in Seattle, kind of in the middle of his career. Him and Richie Sexton signed with the Mariners, and we were locker mates. And he's a great guy to have around and a great player. Obviously, what he did after Seattle kind of cemented his legacy at the Hall of Fame and all the accolades that come with it. But just a tough, tough guy. I mean, you couldn't get him off the field, and I don't know. He's one of those guys. He just had a great way about him. You know, you get up, you're having a bad day, you get to the ballpark, you see Adrian, he makes you smile. He's always done that, and obviously a great player. Then he got the statue, and I was teasing him. I said, you know, not everybody gets a statue, buddy. I said, not most people get to go to the big leagues, let alone the Hall of Fame, and now you got a statue. And he's really humble in it, but I went out, saw the ceremony, as did, you know, all the players and staff for the Rangers. And, you know, it was just, I don't know, cool thing. And truly, not too many people get a statue. That's like next level stuff. So just good to see him.
Booney, when you played with him, because he became a Hall of Famer late, like very, very late.
Yeah,
What did you think of him as the what kind of player was he at that point?
I thought he was a really good player. You know, he had a couple. His first year in Seattle wasn't his best, but I knew he's a really good player. I just thought hard nose. You can't get this guy out of the lineup. I mean, tough, played hurt. You know, at that time had a quiet demeanor, and I think as his career went on and he kind of blossomed, he became a real team leader and a guy that you were accountable to as a teammate. You know, I hear that from his teammates. When I had him, he was still kind of a younger player and, you know, like I said, was quiet, wasn't out front, but, you know, after he left here, he went the year in Boston and then had his tenure in Texas. I heard he really, you know, the guys around here that remember him when he came in, they said, oh, Brett, he was kind of the focal point. And not saying that in a bad way, he made himself the focal point. He just kind of grew into it where when there was a problem where there was, you know, people were looking for answers, it was always turning to Adrian. And he had that personality. Like I said, he has that personality. When you come into the ballpark, you just look at him and he makes you smile. He's just got that way about him. But yeah, I heard he was really a team leader here in Texas, and obviously the numbers speak for themselves. What he did after his Seattle days. So yeah, that's Adrian Beltre in a nutshell. Great guy, great teammate, and obviously great player.
Brett Boone joining us here on 105.3 The Fan, Rangers hitting coach. Y'all jumped on Kikuchi last night. So football players will tell you, like, they know if they're going to beat a team based on what we do well and they don't do poorly, that it matches up right. Do hitters know the same thing, that what they do well is going to beat the pitcher? Because y'all beat up the Cooch pretty good last night.
Yeah, you know, the first time – well, I think we might have even faced him one time before I arrived here, but we faced him in Anaheim, beat him up pretty good the first time. I think the second time hit him okay. And, you know, my thought last night was, hey, we've got this guy before, let's go get him again. And, you know, I didn't expect that quick, but he walked us. I mean, and that's our key. And that's what we've been doing better. If the pitcher allows us to take our walks, we've been taking our walks. And you got to take advantage of that. Obviously, the young guy, there were so many key at-bats early in that game. Freeman with the huge sacrifice fly. JJ had that big two-out knock to left. And obviously, Hellman, you know, hitting his second big league home run to make it 5-0. But, no, it was just one of those things. There was no real game plan. I mean, we game plan. We have an idea of what he's trying to do. You know, I can I can watch his game. We watch his films. Most of the guys are watching the film, so they have an idea. And maybe before the game, a little one-on-one will formulate for each individual how we're going to go about it. But the guys had an idea how to go after him, and it was one of those nights where we got on him early, and it was great seeing Patrick bounce back. Corbin, he's had a, you know, last three or four starts have been kind of rough for him, and for a guy that's done a great job and has been real steady all year to come back and go eight last night and give that bullpen a rest because of today's game, that was huge, and it was perfect timing. So great win. You know, we got a pretty darn good homestand going. You know, I think that's 4 out of 5, so hopefully today we can cap that off and go over to Sacramento and take care of business. We're at a point in the season where, you know, we don't have any more time to we can hit a little lull. No, it's pedal to the metal now. We got to win as many games as we can. I think in the short term, you just look to win a series. So today is a perfect example. We got to win a series tonight against Anaheim and head to Sacramento and try to win a series there before we go to Arizona.
When did you all start scoreboard? Like, when does a team normally start scoreboard watching?
I try not to watch it all, but guys are watching. You know, we'll be in the coach's room and after the game, and then we watch all the games. And you'll hear a shout. Somebody wins. Whatever. I think Kansas City yesterday, who's the one team in front of us for the wild card, they were down 4-1. They came back and win the game. So you'll hear stuff like that. But really, if we're being serious, a month to play, we can't worry about other teams. Yeah, it's great when the teams in our way are beaten on a daily basis. But if we take care of business, we can kind of take care of things and establish our own destiny. You just got to worry about winning and what's going to happen on the other end. Stuff you have no control over, you really can't obsess with. I think if we make this thing interesting and have a great finish, as you get closer, yeah, there will be a lot of scoreboard watching and games on in the clubhouse after our game. But if we get to a point where, you know, we need a team to win to take over a wild card spot or something like that, it's going to be that means we've been playing really well. So take care of business first, ourselves, and we'll see what happens.
Rangers hitting coach Brett Boone joining us here on 105 Through the Fan. Brett, you know, we've seen Wyatt Langford kind of turn things around a little bit lately, and specifically you guys have run him in the leadoff spot several times in the last week, and he seemed to have a lot of success there. It seemed to kind of set the tone in a nice way for the rest of the lineup. Do you think that's just a coincidental thing, him kind of catching fire at the same time that he's also in the leadoff spot, or do you think that's just a spot where he feels really comfortable?
I think Wyatt for a lot of the season was down. When I first got here, he was up in the front of the lineup, second, and then he pushed him down to his fifth and sixth. The injury to Marcus, that was a perfect opportunity to kind of put him at the top of the lineup. He's been great, and you know, he's hit leadoff, mostly leadoff against left-handers, and usually in that two-hole against right-handers. Wyatt's just, he's an interesting guy because he's a sky's-the-limit talent. You know, he's 23 years old. He's got a handful of games in the minor league. So his learning process has been at the big league level. And he's just so talented that he's kind of too good to learn in the minor leagues. That's why he's learning here. But Wyatt's a guy you kind of have to be patient with. I've said this to a lot of people after watching him. And with his skill set, he's a guy that tinkers a lot. He's a guy he's going to learn to play this game and get to the level that he's going to eventually get to by trial and error. And what I mean by that is he's in the cage. He's a cage rat. He wants to mess with his hands and his legs and his lower half. And he tries different things, constantly trying different things. That's how you learn. That's how you learn to find what works for you best. He's still learning his body at this level. But I think you're going to see a player that's going to – he's a really good player, but I think you're going to see him get better and better. And in a couple of years, I think he's going to be a guy that's going to be talked about when you talk about annual MVP guys that are going to be bantered about. He's going to be a perennial guy like that. He's got that kind of skill set. So he's been big for us lately. He's been a big spark plug for us. He's been in the middle of a lot of our rallies. And, you know, it's funny, you look at the lineup yesterday, and there was a lot of young players in there. And, you know, I was teasing them. And you look at Wyatt, and he looks like he looks like that 10-year veteran out there because of the young kids that were in the lineup yesterday. But he's really.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T-Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T-Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T-Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Doing a nice job, and he's kind of got hot for us at the right time. Having a guy like Simeon go down and Evan Carter, that's a big part of your offense. And it seems like he's picked that up, and hopefully he keeps going and has a great finish to this season.
How gutting was the Evaldi news?
Oh, you know, I kind of heard about it. You know, it wasn't like announced in the clubhouse. I just kind of had heard something, and then I confirmed it with our trainer, and I went up to Nate on the you know, during the game on the rail. I said, say it ain't so. And he just kind of looked at me, kind of said, yeah, Boney, it's, just wasn't good news. So, you know, when they got that MRI back, I don't want to sit here and pretend like I'm a doctor and I know exactly what it was, but I knew if two negatives came back, that means you can't just, it's not just a short-term miss a start. It's a long-term thing. So yeah, that was crushing. I mean, we were looking at this series going, well, if we can, you know, we've got DeGrom and we've got Eovaldi set up for this Angel series. And anytime you're looking for a day like that, especially the year Nate's had, it's pretty much we're going to win today because Nate's pitching. And all of a sudden you don't have that in your rotation. Now we have a lot of other, you know, quality guys, but it's not too often you get a guy like Nate that's been hovering at a 1.5 ERA for an entire season. So if I didn't say we were going to miss him, you know, I'd be lying. He's been a huge part of this, and when your big time ace goes down, you got to find a way. You know, I think we're going to have to find a way. Hopefully, Tyler Mahle comes back within a couple weeks. He would be a big boost to that. Obviously, Merrill Kelly getting him at the deadline looks even bigger right now. Having that starter in place, so rest of the guys are going to have to pick up the slack, just like on the offense with Simeon and Carter being down and Berger being down. The guys have picked up the slack there, so I think they can do it in the pitching category as well. But it doesn't dampen the fact that losing Nate was, man, that was big.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate it as always. Go get him tonight.
All right, guys. Thank you.
That was Rangers hitting coach Brett Boone, brought to you by Grainger. For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers the professional-grade products you need delivered when and where you need them. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Let's crosstalk with the KNC Masterpiece to close up this hump day edition after this. Let's crosstalk with the KNC Masterpiece here on 105.3 The Fan. Was this during your show? Did you break in with the big announcement and coverage?
About Evaldi?
No. It was shortly after our show.
Was it?
Yeah, we went over to do a segment on the 33 yesterday. I think it'll be on tonight. Is that correct, Evan? It'll be on. It'll be on TV.
That's channel?
The 33rd team?
Yeah. Channel 33.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
You remember, you came over there whenever I was working over there.
That's two references to CW.
Yeah. It's Chase.
Yeah, because Bobby made the earlier reference today, so I didn't know if you were just making fun of Bobby's reference. No, what were you guys on for?
Talk Rangers. Talk a little bit about the Rangers team. And, okay. But we didn't know the Evaldi news at the time, so it was even after, like, I think we got out of there and that happened.
I'm actually asking about Tay-Tay.
Yeah, not Evaldi.
Oh, yeah. This definitely,
the music being played.
This definitely broke during our show.
I did not know this was her. I'm sorry.
Were you being real?
Yeah, I didn't know this was her song.
Broke during our show.
It sounds like every other one, right?
Don't drag me into
That's not
this.
True. I went to see like the Instagram post. My wife had already liked it, so she already knew. So I didn't even need to send her the information. So
did your wives care about this when you got home to discuss it?
My wife didn't say anything to me about it. Corey cared though.
Yeah,
because Alec sent you a text.
Yeah,
his face lit up. Like you would have thought you found out we just won the lottery for Cooper Flagg. His face lit up and he goes, "Is this real?" And then I was like, "What is happening?"
I had to make sure. I had to make sure it was actually real, and it was.
28 million Instagram likes.
I didn't understand, and some people helped me out. I didn't understand the caption either. And I appreciate the people in the fan text who explained it to me. Then multiple people were like, "It's from one of her songs." And I was like, "Yeah, I figured that." Which song? And several other people walked me through it.
I've been defending her on the show against Bobby and saying she seems genuine and likable, but I did think it was douchey to put her own song up for their Instagram post. I thought that was kind of douchey.
Oh. Well, so background, that's the song that she wrote about Travis.
Oh, okay.
He's the gym teacher.
Thanks for handing me your man card, Peyton.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so two people at our station, one frequent guest and one formerly frequent guest liked that post.
Roman.
On it. Would you like to guess who the two people that work at our station that liked that post were?
That currently work here?
Uh-huh.
Corey.
Liked it on Instagram.
I don't think I did.
Corey did not.
Zach?
Nope. Two of them are here within like our sphere right now.
Peyton?
Peyton is one.
Oh. And the other clue is what?
Just another person that is in. It's another person's
name. Alec,
and Peyton.
Wow.
Now we did have a frequent guest, Tommy Yarish, liked the post, and then stunningly, Brad Sham liked the post as well.
That makes sense. Oh. That tracks for him.
Yeah, it does.
You know, I don't know if I have a problem with
it. It definitely tracks.
It's a football post. Player.
It's not a football post, Peyton. Well, you literally were just talking about. Well, it's the song he wrote about Travis.
He has sent the notification like as a sports story.
It was their breaking news on the main part.
Bobby, once again, showing they don't cover sports over there. They cover that, and see, that's why I quit
that's
NFL
the e.
Network.
That's
I was
what
not
the e
gonna,
stands for.
I was not gonna group with them.
I do wonder though of the men that have the ESPN app.
Yeah, close your ears, Peyton.
Or those listening right now, is it really hitting home with them or turning them away?
See, it doesn't bother me one way or another. I'm not like...
And that's how it should be, honestly.
Yeah, and that's where I'm at.
That's like, a lot of things
I'm sorry,
Corey,
Bobby. I'm not upset.
It bugs me because
this.
It doesn't bug y'all at any level, and I need to make
it
up for
it doesn't bug
that.
Me at all. I don't care.
Exactly.
But I don't care that they post about it.
Oh, I
don't
care
that
they post
that,
about it.
You know, you got all upset that... who was the actor?
Hulk Hogan. How
right,
they covered
no,
that.
No, no, no. But you said... There was an actor that died that played
Hulk Hogan.
Hoosiers, Hackman. Maybe.
No, before that. There was a recent actor.
No,
that
we
died.
Were doing it. No, we were doing a theoretical wow. If an actor died,
oh,
is what
okay.
It was.
Yeah, because
we were talking about if Sean Astin died, would they be like the star of Rudy?
Yes,
and they probably
they would
because they're not a sports network anymore.
I think matter. You're probably right about that.
But also, like, you know, there are
that
people
what?
Who,
about the Sean Astin.
That they would
thing.
Do it.
Yeah.
Yes.
And that's
they did
ridiculous.
It with Hackman.
They put Hackman up there, but it was, you know, like.
But I mean, again, they also were covering WWE matches recently, and like there was something else they threw up there recently where I was like, I'm going to clip that and send that to them because it shows that they don't cover sports anymore.
What's coming up on the show, Corey?
Guys, we do have Bruce Bochy at 12:30 today, and FC Dallas wingback Bernard Camungo will join us at 1:30.
Are you guys buying into this Packer Micah rumor?
No. From the Spuds McKenzie character?
But didn't that person just steal it from a Reddit thread?
It looks to be that way.
Yeah. I mean,
but that guy did bring up the Packers first weeks ago.
If that's a real offer,
that was
great.
Weeks ago.
Let's go.
What's the offer? I haven't seen an offer.
Multiple firsts and a second is what I had originally heard.
You're going in?
Oh, my God. I could not do that fast enough.
Me
wow.
Either.
You either?
Yeah, I'm taking two firsts for him instantly.
But Green Bay's end of round, maybe?
Sure.
You can package those
moves. If I have two firsts 2 years in a row, I can do whatever I need to move.
Yeah, but why don't I just get hope to get a mid or top of the round pick?
But if I get two firsts and a third, let's say, and I also don't pay $45 million, like...
Well, let me get a mid first and a top 10, top 15 pick and not pay $45.
If there's a better offer out there, agreed.
Well, and also you got to remember that whatever deal gets done is probably going to be contingent on, is Micah signing here?
Right.
And if Micah's not going to sign with some Jacksonville or something.
So two firsts and a third, Bobby, Kevin, doing it quickly.
Yes. I would do that with almost anybody on the roster.
Yeah, that's not an anti-Micah sentiment. That's just a lot of stuff.
I would think
that's what it better be, bare minimum.
I would need to beat, yes, that's the minimum, because I would need to beat the Khalil Mack deal. And I think he also got a fifth thrown in, so I would need at least two firsts and a second, minimum, to start.
Yeah, Kevin's been throwing offers at me, off air, on air. And every time I say the same thing, I'm like, my bare minimum's two firsts, two seconds. Give me a couple thirds if you're trying to figure something else out. And the reason being is I don't have to do anything. I don't have to trade. I do not have to do anything.
But you also don't have to get anything in return when eventually he leaves.
You may not have him on the field either if he doesn't play against Philly.
I understand that. And that's actually, I think, the basis of our noon segment.
Yeah.
Who's going to be the leader that steps up on this defense if he's not there? And is he even the leader? And so we'll do that at noon.
By the way, everybody keeps talking about, like, you just referenced it, the idea of, like, what they got back for Khalil Mack. They also still had to trade a second with Khalil Mack. Like, so they didn't get just, it wasn't just Khalil Mack straight. It was Khalil Mack a second and a fifth for, like, some jumbling in position.
How old was Khalil when that
happened? He was 27. And Mike is 26. It's the closest. It's the closest comparison we have.
And Mike is better.
Mike is better than Khalil Mack was at that time, probably. Yeah.
What about
three ones?
No hesitation. Was with the Packers.
That doesn't really bother me as much. I don't remember if it was like Blogging with the Boys or one of those spots that was like, this would be just a slap in the face to Cowboys fans, and I don't really see it like that whatsoever. The best deal is the best deal if it's not in your division. I get it. Green Bay has been the bane of our existence many times, but you don't play them twice a year every single year. If it was Philly, I could see that.
If Philly said, we'll give you three firsts for him, I don't care if it's pick 30. I am doing it. Give it to me. Yeah,
yes.
I'll take it.
Jerry said that Jimmy Johnson was worth five first-round picks.
Five first-round picks and five Heisman Trophy
and then
winners.
He got rid of him for nothing.
He actually paid him $2 million to leave.
No, I know that. But
do either of you have YouTube TV?
I do not. I'm still on DirecTV, actually, which will pay off with the ESPN app and everything.
I have Fubo.
Okay.
Me too.
So no one is in danger of missing college football on Fox coming up Saturday with this whole disagreement that they're having.
I'm going to be at your house anyway, so yeah. I won't miss it.
You think you could have a little bit of courtesy to like respond to either of the messages I've sent?
Is a fair point.
It's like, I might as well tweet you.
Sean.
It's tweeting you and texting you is the same thing. There's no response.
I want to see this Twitter beef go on between the two of you.
Common courtesy.
You're right.
A little 100%. Decency. I like your wife. Tell your wife just to, it's like Bobby. Tell your wife to come, you stay home, and you babysit.
100% you're right.
I'm going to have to leave it too.
We've not found someone to watch the kid.
You do?
I'm kidding. Yeah. I did get offered to go somewhere at 3, though, and I told Chris, I was like, how funny would it be if I told Sean we weren't leaving?
And what is it?
It's a Texas whiskey walk thing or whatever. I was like, no, I'll just meet you later that night.
Whiskey's good.
We cashed in a lot of our Watching Noah credits for Germany. So I've been working on it. But you're right. I could have texted you and been like, hey, Sean, I'm in the process of looking for a babysitter. I'm sorry. I don't have an answer. That was rude. I apologize.
All right, cool.
Are you really in the process of looking for a babysitter?
Yes. His wife is fun. I think she is.
Yeah, she is.
Yeah. Yeah. No, we are.
I'm the one that's the problem this year. I'm the one.
Why?
Well, you're not the only one. Peyton and Zach Wolchuk are also trying to say they're going to get there after 5.
Yeah, all these guys think that this is like open invite to like 9 p.m. Like, I'll be there in the second call, like the 7 p.m. Hey, Will Chambers.
Kristen, I talked to a man and she was trying to reserve a room at your house.
Yeah.
People can spend the night?
Mm-hmm. People can stay. I think that'd be a smart thing. Reetma, I'm sure, is going to be passed out somewhere. It's a long drive for you guys. I know you'll never do it, but Kristen, you guys can stay. What's your problem?
Well, we got, you know, Luca's got baseball, and then I got to get Julian to his fantasy football draft. Mm. And that's, apparently it's a 4-hour event.
You can't do that remote?
They're doing a live draft as seventh graders?
Yeah, they're going to their friend's house. They're going to have a big big party with the stickers and everything.
Okay.
That's from 6 to 10, or 6 to 9 or something like that.
Nice. Okay.
So I got to get them there. Hours. So after practice, I would have to get them there and then head on over if everybody's still there.
So what time do you think you'll be over?
6? 6:30?
What time were you planning on it ending?
I'm not planning on it, but I'm not...
In your mind, when would you like people to be gone?
It depends how fun it is. It depends how many there and how it's staying alive.
So it depends on how late I stay.
When's the best time for the food?
1.
Are you cooking?
Yeah.
So you're not doing the order this year, the pizza order?
No pizza. That place sucks. I'm done with that place. Oh. They've ripped me off too.
Which place did you go to?
I'm not going to say it. I'm not going to say it.
I don't live that far from you.
Yeah. I found the cheapest deal and I paid the price. And pizza's crazy expensive these days anyway. So briskets and pulled pork, Corey, for
there
you.
There we go. I'll
and
be there 1.
You only. It's the KNC Masterpiece next right here on The Fan.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.